questions.
Tell us how excruciating that weight was, Jack.
I mean, coming into the week, I try not to come in with too many expectations. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, seeing all my buddies getting drafted definitely built up the excitement for me, and my heart was definitely racing. Could hear it in my ears, things like that. But, you know, actually getting picked was the best moment of my life so far, so it was awesome.
Did you have any inkling it was going to be Winnipeg?
No idea. No. I had no idea. I've met with them a couple times throughout the year. They just come in. You know, where we play and everything, but I had no idea.
How would you describe your playing style?
I'm a big two-way defenseman. My biggest asset is my skating, but my style of play, I like to push the pace, get the puck to the forwards. I see the ice well, and I think that enables me to, you know, play to my strengths, use my feet to my advantage, and just be a contributor both ends of the ice.
What made the Gophers a good fit for you?
I think their up-tempo style of play, the type of players that they try to recruit in there, it's a fast team. Skilled team, but at the same time, we're tough to play against. And I think that, having said that, it's also something that we need to work on. But I think going there, considering my style of play, was the best fit.
This fall, next fall?
Yeah, I'm starting this fall. I've been in school for 2 weeks already, so it's definitely starting up pretty quick, but I'm very excited.
What's your major?
I'm kind of undecided yet. Maybe a business type of thing, but I don't really have any idea. Yeah, definitely a Wild fan growing up, and definitely with you know, the new divisions, things like that, the Wild are definitely going to be seeing Winnipeg a lot, which, you know, adds a lot of excitement for me. Maybe someday getting to be a part of that. That rivalry is something that I'm definitely looking forward to.
Do you think they might select
the Wild? Not, didn't have a feeling or anything like that, but not really. Well, growing up in Minnesota, it's kind of religion there, much like it is in Winnipeg, I'm sure. So every kid kind of picks it up. My older brother played; he's the one that got me into it to begin with, and it just kind of took off from there, and stuck with it ever since. Didn't really excel in anything else, so. But I couldn't be happier with with the way it's turned out for me.
Can you talk about your friendship with Ryan Collins? You got picked at a couple of spots for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've known each other since seventh grade. Been to the same school. Haven't really been apart since then. And, you know, all the way up to here, sharing this experience with him will be awesome. We actually don't room together in Minnesota, which is the first time we've, you know, been in a situation like that and haven't been together. But definitely sharing the past few years of my life with him have been awesome. You know, we push each other, great friendship, but I think it's been positive for both of us.
What about Daugherty, the traitor, who goes to Wisconsin?
You know, it's up to him, I guess. It's going to be fun playing against him. He's a kid, you know, a competitive kid. I've known him since I was like 7 or 8. We spent our whole lives together, too, so... You know, seeing, you know, the guys you've known since we were little kids, the different paths they've taken, has been a lot of fun over the past couple years. Oh, yeah. He deserves it.
Jack in the Hawk.
Players you've had in your play against?
Not necessarily. I mean, I see a guy like Paul Martin on the Penguins, but at the same time, you know, I see a guy like Trouba, especially with the Jets, the way he pushes the play. But I definitely think that I'm a guy that relies on my skating, my vision, and I think those are my two biggest assets, you know, as a player.
Jack in the Hockey News draft preview book, they have a scout in there that calls you Minnesota Nice. Do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that growing up in Minnesota, you know, it's kind of the stereotype around there. And at the same time, it's something you hear, you know, over the course of your career. And, you know, my style of play, I'm not a big hitter, not a big bruiser, not going to go out there, you know, looking to, you know, take heads off or anything like that. But at the same time, the way I play defense is very effective. I take great pride in my defensive game. And, you know, you see the criticism, but, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it. Yeah, always been a defenseman. They just kind of put the taller guys in the back. So, you know, my whole life, yeah. Well, a big reason that I chose the school was their off-ice conditioning workout plan. So that's something that I've loved to do my whole life, and I've already started it. You know, I've already gained 7 or 8 pounds in the 3 weeks I've been there. So I'm definitely going to be working on that this summer, get stronger, you know, be prepared to face the college-level competition next year.
What
level
are you right now?
6'3", 190 right now. Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys are getting drafted in the first, second, third, even all the way up to the seventh. Can you just talk about why the NTP is developing such top-level talent year in, year out?
I think the system they have in place there in terms of the off-ice workouts, the competition, the schedule they have, it's second to none, for American players at our age group. And it's something that I'd always dreamed of being a part of. I was lucky enough to be a part of it for 2 years. But the biggest thing about it is, like you said, the friendships that we make, the teammates that we have, and we all push each other. We all want to see each other succeed, and it's kind of like a brotherhood like nothing else.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.